there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
All right, all right!
Yo, yo, yo!
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show!
Yo, yo, yo!
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
You know, we have a reputation in this business for being honest and truthful with our audience. You know, and that's why they know we do one thing on this show. We inform and we educate.
Yeah, we do. Classes in session.
Yeah, and let me tell you, people, we have a real problem in this country where the mainstream media wants to distract you from the real stories going on. You know, the lying, dishonest media, they just want to move on. But, you know, we will not budge from the events of Sunday, February 12th, a day that will go down in infamy as the integrity of the Super Bowl was forever breached with that terrible holding call.
Yep. And now we're holding everyone accountable.
So well put, Tony. And, you know, last week we really took it to our guests, Joy Taylor and Dean Blandino.
This week, please.
We are taking it straight to the league itself. In just a few minutes, people, we are announcing something on this show that will undoubtedly send shockwaves through the league offices and the rest of the football world, aren't we, Tony?
Absolutely. It's going to register on the Andy Richter scale.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, first, our guest today, you know, we told our booker at Fox Sports Radio to get us an expert at football. And you got to see what this clown came back
with.
It's
ridiculous.
A total miss. In fact, we've already kicked this guy off the show before. He's one of those, quote unquote, football analyst researchers, nerds that you see nowadays. He used to work at Pro Football Focus. Yeah. Now he's at Summa Sports, which on their Twitter says, quote, they provide best-in-class quantitative analysis aimed at creating precision in player acquisition and roster management in the NFL. So basically nerd stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, his name is Eric Eager.
Yeah. And we are certainly not eager to have him on the show.
Absolutely not. But before we get to that, we do have some business up top to take care of. You know, when a company wants to pay top dollar for ad space on our show, as so many big name corporations do, we never refuse them, do we, Tony?
100%
Because we're businessmen through and through. And that's why right now we're going to do an ad for our good friends at Tampax. Ladies, when you're shopping for tampons, you want comfort, don't you? So, don't you want the comfort of knowing you use the brand chosen by the world's number one golfer, Tiger Woods? Of course you do.
Nobody knows women better than Tiger Woods. He's a true ladies' man. That's why all women should follow Tyga's lead and use the most trusted brand in women's hygiene.
Tampax, the official tampon of the PGA Tour. Tampax. All right, well, we got so much to get to on the show today, Tony, so let's waste no more time and get right into our top story.
Top story.
All right, first out the gate. You know, most shows right now, they tell you that the top story is some bullshit topic like Daniel Jones franchise tag talk. Or
NBA second half preview, some nonsense like that.
Yeah, some nonsense like that.
Yeah.
That's because they're trying to distract you from the revelations that continue to come out of Super Bowl 57.
Absolutely.
And we just saw this one come out from the very reputable website, TotalProSports.com. One of the
great
most
site,
trusted
by the
aggregators
way.
Of sports content.
Yep.
Yeah. They posted in an article the other day with the headline, Super Bowl 57 referee under massive scrutiny as interesting fact comes to light. The interesting fact, people, get this. Ref crews run by Super Bowl ref Carl Cheffers went 576 consecutive snaps without calling defensive holding. It hadn't been called since December 24th, and then they called it at the end of the Super Bowl. But, Tony, that's not the only strange occurrence uncovered here, is it?
No. Unlike the rest of the media, I actually bothered to do some digging on this Super Bowl ref, Carl Cheffers, and it didn't take long for me to uncover some very fishy coincidences. First of all, just look at his name, Cheffers. Sounds an awful lot like Cheffers, doesn't it?
Yup.
But that's not all. I went to Wikipedia and looked up the year Carl Cheffers was born. 1960. And guess what year the Kansas City Chiefs were born? Guessed it. 1960. Chiefs and Cheffers born in the same year with virtually the same name. Reeks of conspiracy to me, head to toe.
Just terrific investigative journalism there, Tony.
Thank you.
And well, you know, on this show, we're known for more than just talking. We take action. And that's why we have a huge announcement right now.
So excited.
We are
for
launching
this.
Our petition against the NFL. The petition states, tell the NFL to declare no winner in Super Bowl 57.
Yep.
Just vacate the title and
right
make it fair for all parties involved.
Yep. Now, that's the fair
clearly,
thing.
You listening right now, you're probably wondering how you can go sign this petition
tell
right
the
now.
People, Paulie.
Here's how you do it. You go to change.org and you can do that by visiting the site. The link is in the description to this podcast, to this YouTube. Click the link, sign your name, and together we can right this egregious wrong and
gotta
fix
do
the
it.
Terrible
just
events
to do.
Of February 12th. Yup. You know, this time, Tony, we're going to do the holding, aren't we?
Yeah. Holding people accountable.
And we don't want to give too much of our behind-the-scenes action away, but let's just say we also may be developing a movie about this Super Bowl conspiracy. You ever heard of Oliver Stone?
Well, unbelievable.
Let's just say we've been in talks with his former lighting guy. So we'll keep you posted on that one right there.
Huge developments over here, all around.
In the meantime, Tony, I wish I could say this was the only way the NFL is trying to stop the Eagles. But it gets worse, people.
It's
now unbelievable. Now it looks like the league is going to try to ban the push move involving Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, where the offensive line brilliantly and totally fairly pushes, they're using their body weight to push him over the line for
it's
first
crazy.
Downs. And Tony, it would be absolutely wrong to ban this move, wouldn't it?
It would be shameful. Whatever happened to the concept of teamwork? Man helping his fellow man. This is why our society's so broken. When we see one man helping another man, or in this case, seven men helping another man, we try to outlaw it. But what are you going to do next? What are you going to outlaw next? Charity for the poor? Medicine for the sick? It's a very slippery slope.
Great point, Tony. Now,
thank you.
On the subject of journalism, we do have to do our journalistic duty and cover some other stories around the sports world. So we'll move to another developing NFL story. The New York Jets reportedly met with former Raiders quarterback Derek Carr. And following the meeting, inside sources say they were very impressed with the QB and that he'll be a great fit with the team. Tony, what is your analysis of this situation?
From what I gather, this means that the Jets feel that they looked at the tape and determined that Derek Carr has the right amount of inaccuracy and poor decision-making that will make him a perfect fit for the Jets. A few weeks ago, I presented this scientific chart which shows which QBs fit best with the Jets. The line going up represents fit, while the line going to the right represents shittiness. And after Derek Carr finished last season 24th in passer rating and 30th in completion percentage, he is now perfectly shitty enough to be the starting quarterback for the New York Jets.
Just terrific analysis there again, Tony. And
Thank you.
Now move to one big story out of the NBA, a great story. Of course, the Sixers calling up dunking phenom Mac McGlung from the
great
G League
call.
For the slam dunk contest, which he won going
away. It was
away
incredible.
In
just
style.
Incredible.
But, yeah, but unfortunately, Tony, the contest was overshadowed once again by the absence of LeBron James, who has ducked the contest for his entire
sickening
career. And, you know,
sickening.
We heard just a fantastic take on this from one of the wisest voices in sports talk. Of course, I'm talking about the great Stephen A. Smith, who took LeBron to task for ruining the dunk contest. Just play that clip.
There is one blemish that should be on LeBron James' career. He has ruined the slam dunk contest. He is personally responsible. That's right. I'm saying it.
Wow. Spot on.
Just a spot on take there, Tony. And, you know,
yeah.
I totally 100% agree with Stephen
Absolutely.
A.
Absolutely. You know, when Tom Brady retired, I was shocked that nobody mentioned how he skipped the Pro Bowl a disgusting 12 times.
Yep.
He ruined the Pro Bowl. Now, when you see quarterbacks throwing footballs into garbage cans, you can thank Tom Brady for that.
Well, I'd love to discuss this more, Tony, but unfortunately, I see our guest coming on the line. One of these NFL research nerds you see these days.
Oh, please.
Probably broadcasting live from his mother's basement. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's just bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Well, would you look at this, Tony?
So disrespectful.
Look at this. Our viewers on the YouTube can see this. Eric Eager has shown up wearing a Kansas City Chiefs hat and pointing to the Super Bowl logo. You know, you're supposed to be a vice president, it says on your bio, of research and development. That bio seems a little biased.
Yeah.
Biased.
Yeah, how can we trust that data?
Yeah, how can we trust your so-called data if you got a Chiefs hat on?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, when they win the Super Bowl two times in 4 years, I don't think it's like being biased. I think it's just telling the truth, isn't it, fellas?
Telling the truth. Telling the truth. We're going to uncover the truth.
Yes, exactly.
We went to the very reputable site, TotalProSports.com. You read that site?
Totally. TotallyProSports.com. I read that site.
It's called TotalProSports.com.
Yeah.
Clear your ears. But all right. Super Bowl ref Carl Cheffers. His crew of refs hadn't called holding in 530 consecutive plays. Okay? 537 to be exact. Then they suddenly call holding at the end of the Super Bowl. Now, it sounds like you nerds over there at Summa Sports analyze game film like it's Cinemax Saturday Night Special. Tell us, don't you think that's a little odd to you?
I don't know. I think the last time Cheffers ref the Chiefs game, everybody in the Chiefs kingdom thought that Cheffers was trying to throw a game. Everybody had all their shekels on Chiefs. I think they were against the Texans. Everybody had Chiefs minus 14. Game goes into overtime. Cheffers called a bunch of holding penalties in that game. And now, are you guys suggesting he turns coat in this game?
I'm wondering how you, yeah,
who's supposedly an NFL researcher, noticed this and didn't mention it to anybody. That sounds a little suspicious to us.
Yes, it does.
So he hates the Chiefs, but then he loves the Chiefs, or does he just hate the Eagles more?
There's an anti-Eagles bias in the whole NFL.
Doesn't he know that you guys are going to grease some poles and like throw him down one if he spurns you in the biggest game ever?
He'd be lucky if that's the least
we
did.
That's exactly. That's getting off easy.
Don't you think, you know, Carl Cheffers, it's a mishandling of the rules, right? Like, let me give you an example. You live with your mom in a basement, right?
Yeah, 365 days a year.
Yeah, so you'll get this analogy, okay. Let's say your mom said you can't eat dessert until you finish your dinner, right? But then she keeps letting you have dessert when there's still food on your plate. Then one day she turns around and says, "What are you doing eating all this dessert, Eric?" Wouldn't you tell your mom that's an unfair misapplication of the rules?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. I do think though, I mean, the problem is, did Bradbury not hold him? Are you conceding the fact that Bradbury, who admitted himself that he held Juju Smith-Schuster, are you just saying that the rule should be thrown out? Or are you saying
he didn't call holding the whole game?
Yeah, are you saying he's a bad Jeff has official? Misled him.
Is he a bad official? Is he 99% of a bad official and then the 1% he was a good official screwed you guys? Or was he a 99% good official for letting it go for so long and then a 1% bad official for
you gotta be consistent.
You have to be consistent. If even 99-1
consistency. Yep. You know, like just to show you, like your mother has let you live in a basement for, you know, what are you, 43 now? So that's that consistency that you've relied on from your mother. That's what matters, right?
I think your cornerback needs to move his feet.
Also, that pass was way overthrown too, but nobody wants to bring that up.
It was thrown to a fan in the fourth row of the stands.
Exactly.
But don't bring that up, Chiefs fan. All right, you know, hold on. There is an anti-Eagles bias, which you did hit upon, right?
Yes, you did.
Because first it started with that call in the game, right? But now the league is actually trying to ban the Jalen Hurts push technique. You know the push technique. You've seen it. And as Tony eloquently put it.
The affably named tush push.
Okay, that's a little odd. And
yeah, that's what they're calling it. I didn't make up the rules.
See,
that's what they're
They're trying to put a negative spin on it. It's a positive thing.
We call it teamwork.
Yeah.
What happened to teamwork? Man helping man, Eric.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. It's like it must pain you to watch one quarterback put an entire team on his back and win a Super Bowl in Arizona, where the league's trying to outlaw the you know, a quarterback being carried by his team across the
first down. Carried. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the Chiefs were carried by Patrick Mahomes' doctor.
Yeah, exactly. Also, when Reggie Bush does it to Matt Leinart, oh, it's the Bush push. Oh, that's fantastic. When we do it and execute it perfectly, oh, we got to ban it.
Yeah,
you're telling
push.
Me there's not a bias?
Yeah, I certainly remember them false starting on one and then Jalen Hurts fumbling the next play. But, like, they've executed it perfectly 9 out of 10 times.
Again, remind me, maybe you told me and I just forgot. What makes you think you know anything about football? I mean, come on.
Nothing, really. I mean, other than you can look at
the truth does come out.
At Eric Eager _ on my podcast, the 2D podcast, I predicted the Eagles would play the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. I predicted they would lose to them. But in September, I thought the Eagles would be a wagon. Now, of course, they lose a game and, you know, everybody thinks I'm biased against them. I love the Eagles. I made a lot of money this year off the Eagles. I'm a happy camper for the Eagles.
Listen to them.
But now that I'm trying to tell the truth, the real truth, the truth that doesn't need a federal investigation that James Bradbury
helped
you.
We're
going to
stop you right there.
Tony, you know, Tony did real research. Let us show you what real research looks like, Iga.
Yeah,
listen
up,
to what
Eric.
Tony found in his analysis of the Super Bowl. Listen.
I researched the ref who was responsible for the Super Bowl. Again, his name is Carl Cheffers, which sounds an awfully lot like Cheffers. Also, Carl Cheffers was born in 1960, Eric, just like the Chiefs were born in 1960. That's when the franchise started. Doesn't that seem a little suspicious to you?
I think you just should have gone the whole way and called them Carl Cheaters.
Yeah.
There you go. Now you're talking sense.
Now finally had a
now
good idea.
Finally, Eric, you're talking sense here.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I hit the ball on the barrel of the bat, you know? Reese Hoskins over here.
You know, Tony, maybe we underestimated this guy. He comes on, he's saying, hey, Carl Cheffers is a cheat, which we can agree on.
Which we agree,
right?
Yep.
Right, he did say he likes the Eagles.
Hey,
so maybe we're finding some common ground here, Eric.
Yeah.
So we'd like to tell you about something, a great opportunity for you. We've started a petition online at change.org. The title is Tell the NFL to Declare No Contest for Super Bowl 57.
Yep.
And well, now that you've just admitted that Carl Cheffers is a cheater and the whole game is suspect, we would like you to be one of the first people to put his name, you know, and if you want to ask your mom to do it too, put it on the, you know,
we'd
as long as
happy.
You're using her computer, just go ahead and put
I can only ask my mother for so many things a day. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, a ride to work, a ride home from work. You want me to ask her to write her signature on a petition?
Yeah, this is more important than all those things.
So Eagles fans would rather have no one win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Because that's really what's going to happen. You guys would rather have no one win the Super Bowl.
It's called justice.
Just like in your life, there are no winners, right?
It's called justice. No, are you going to sign the petition or not?
Yeah, stop talking around it.
So you're so petty that you don't want the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl because you're not winning.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, you know what's petty?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's petty. Getting on an Eagles show.
Yeah.
Coming on as a researcher.
Yeah.
Wearing a Chiefs hat. Well, guess what, Eric Eager?
Yeah.
I'm eager right now
to
get
you
the hell off
the show.
Because
that's where
you're
going. You're off the show.
Go tell your mom to get you some macaroni and cheese in your blankie.
Go eat some mac and cheese because you're off the show.
Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, people, we tell you up top about media bias.
Oh.
And then this clown comes on the show wearing a Chiefs hat to talk about NFL research.
Yeah, unbelievable. That was a worse call than the one in the Super Bowl by Carl Cheffers.
There you go. Great point, Tony. Well, you know, let that ruin what was otherwise a terrific show.
Yep.
And of course, we want to thank our good friends at Tampax.
Wait.
Oh, you kidding me?
Producer Jay,
someone else we're eager to get rid of. What do you want?
Yeah, what?
Corrections.
What?
Look, first, you said Derek Carr is a quote-unquote shitty quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Horrible.
Derek Carr has made the Pro Bowl 4 times, including this past season. So he's not shitty.
Oh, yeah? You want to know what's going to be shitty? Your pants after I beat you.
Yeah, if there's one car you should worry about, it's the one I'm going to run you over with. Yeah.
Good one, Tony.
We're done.
Second, no.
What?
Number two.
Hurry up.
You said Tom Brady ruined the Pro Bowl because he skipped it 12 times.
Yeah, disgraceful.
Yeah, embarrassing behavior by him.
Yeah.
No. He was playing in the Super Bowl. That's why he missed all those Pro Bowls.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what I won't miss? Your head when I shoot at it.
Yeah, the Pro Bowl reminds me of your birthday party. Nobody wanted to attend. Yeah.
Oh, good one, Tony. Great one.
We're done. That's it.
Got him.
No.
Let's get out of here.
More.
All right, hurry up.
You seem to imply that you thought the thing that measures earthquakes was named after Andy Richter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so?
No, it's named after Charles Richter, a famed seismologist, not Conan O'Brien's sidekick.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to give you a sidekick in the nuts.
Yeah, and you know what really measures earthquakes? Your mother's bathroom scale. That's it.
Oh,
we're done.
Got him there,
you're
Tony.
Done. Yeah, look at him, Paulie. Yeah,
he's
going
to go to his mother's
today.
Basement with Eric Eager. Oh,
yeah,
oh wait, hold on,
sad.
Tony. Just came through, Tony.
What?
Booked for next week. Confirmed. Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend Nick Foles will be joining us
on
the show.
Great news.
Looking forward to that. In the meantime, don't forget, subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on TikTok where we're blowing up.
We're
and
all
of course,
over.
Join the fight against the NFL. Go to change.org.
Yep,
click
sign
the
petition.
In the description and sign that petition.
Yep.
Let's hold them accountable, as we say, right? That's
no
what you
contest.
Call a motto.
Yep.
There you go. In the meantime, great job as always, Tony.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.